38. Request. 1. Could you possibly let us know as soon as you decide?
2. Can you wrap it for me, please?
3. Do you think you could possibly move your car forward a bit, please?
4. I'd like some cigarettes, please.
5. Is there any chance of attending your lecture?
6. Would you do me a favor?
7. I would if I could.
8. I'd love to.
9. I'm sorry, but I'm using it right now.
10. No, I'm afraid I can't. Dialogue 1. Waiter, bring me the menu, will you?
Just a moment, I'm coming.
10 minutes later.
Now, what would you like?
I'd like to see the menu. Would you get me one, please?
Yes, certainly. Here you are.
Thank you. But this is in French. Would you mind giving me the English menu?
It's written in English, too, in smaller print. There.
Thanks. I'll need a while to choose. Could you come back in a minute?
Right.
5 minutes later.
Now, what are you having?
I'm sorry, I haven't decided yet. Do you mind giving me a couple of minutes?
All right, but would you be so kind as to make up your mind soon? We're very busy just now, as you can see, sir. Dialogue 2. Thomas, would you be so kind as to lay the table for me? I'm busy in the kitchen.
Of course. Where are the things?
They're all here.
Right. I'll do it straight away.
Thanks a lot. I'm most grateful.
Dialogue 3. Sorry, what was that you said?
I'll meet you at the gate round about 7.
Where?
At the gate.
When did you say?
Round about 7.
Who's coming?
Peter. Peter Brown, you know. Don't forget to bring the letter.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch what you said. There's a lot of noise outside.
I told you not to forget to bring the letter.
Loretta? No, she can't come. She's busy.
Dialogue 4. Could you just hold this for me?
What are you doing? Is anything wrong?
Yes, but I've nearly fixed it. Just take it, will you?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
Dialogue 5. This is the Pan American Club. May I help you?
Yes, I believe you have a luncheon meeting this coming Wednesday. Could you give me some more information about that?
Yes, of course. The guest speaker is Professor David of a university, and he'll be lecturing about the impact of the oil crisis on Latin America.
That sounds very interesting. Dialogue 6. It's very dark in here. Will you turn on the light?
Okay, but our baby has fallen asleep.
Then turn on the lamp, please.
But where's the switch?
It's there, by the window.
One cold day in winter, Mr. and Mrs. Smith decided to fly to the south for a vacation. Mrs. Smith packed their summer clothes carefully before they left home. When they were waiting at the check-in counter, Mr. Smith began to question his wife about the things she had packed. "Did you remember my red bathing suit?" "Certainly," she answered. "You didn't forget our sports shoes, did you?" "Of course not," she replied. There was a long silence. "What's wrong?" said Mrs. Smith. "I bet you didn't bring the tickets," he requested again. "Of course I did."